First of all, let me thank the presence of the Commissioner Mimica. We just had a meeting for the PPR, Peste de Petit Ruminant, that we envisage to eradicate with the support of also the European Commission. And I'm very happy that after that we are here together to launch this sustainable wildlife management program. I would like to take the opportunity also to introduce my new director of the Forest Department, Mr. Hirotu Mitsuji, that was previously worker in Japan and just joined us a few months ago. We have also our partners here, representatives of CIRAD, C4. I'm glad to see Peter back to the house, and WCS, very welcome, David, to this meeting. I would also thank the presence of our guests, the representatives to FAO from different countries of Africa and European Commission, and the ACP Secretariat and FAO have a long and fruitful partnership. This is a result of several successful initiatives. Let me highlight three of them that I see most important for this event here today. One is the forest law enforcement, governance, and trade. I think this is a very important initiative. Second, the action against desertification. And third, the multilateral environment agreements on obsolete pesticides in ACP countries. I think these three initiatives highlighted how important is the work we do together. The Sustainable Wildlife Management Program that we are launching today fits very well to be in this successful list and is also well aligned with the 23rd Agenda that we are all working for. In fact, wildlife has ecological, social, and economic value. Its importance for rural development, land use planning, food supply, tourism, scientific research, and cultural heritage. This will protect wildlife species, conserve biodiversity, and maintain the essential ecological roles of wildlife. This will also help to secure the stocks and ecosystem service that are essential to the livelihoods of the poorest communities in the planet. One important point that is also will be addressed in this initiative is the habit of eating wild meat, particularly in African countries. We know that this is not a healthy issue, can bring some bad results, as we saw in the Ebola some years ago. And I think this awareness that we will promote with this initiative will help us to move out of this habit. Ladies and gentlemen, let me congratulate the 12 countries that will participate in this initiative. Let me mention that. Chad, Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, Madagascar, Mali, Republic of Congo, Senegal, Sudan, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Papua New Guinea, and Guyana. The presence today of the representative of the participating countries demonstrates the interest of them on this initiative. This program is an example of an integrated approach for the conservation and sustainable use of biodiversity that FAO wants to develop through the Biodiversity Mainstream Platform. Before closing, let me express FAO gratitude to the European Commission and to the ACP Secretariat for their contribution for the implementation of this program. Finally, I would like to applaud all those involved in the development of this initiative for their team spirit and the hard work we have seen that is being done. Thank you very much.